What up? I'm Naomi.
And I'm Andy.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians.
And we're the hosts of the comedy podcast Couples Therapy, where some of your favorite stand-ups do live sets about their relationship.
New episodes drop every Tuesday.
Download it on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 26th goes to a young woman named Treasure. Now, before we continue, it's important to note that Treasure is only 16 years old. Excuse me. The reason it's important to note that, because although 16 is old enough to drive, the rational part of a teen's brain isn't fully developed and won't be until age 25. Very important to note that. In fact, recent research has found that adult and teen brains work differently. Duh. Why? Because the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that helps curb impulsive behavior, is not yet fully developed. So once again, Treasure is only 16. We all may be taking her a little too serious, but no need for me to get in the way of good content with facts, because nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. And the lie that Treasure is telling herself is hella entertaining. See, Treasure is the latest person to come to the forefront and say that she is indeed transracial. Well, what is transracial, Charlamagne? How quickly you all forget Miss Rachel Dolezal, all right? The queen. All right, the first person I can remember who claimed to identify as another race. I would say Clayton Bigsby, but he was just blind and raised to think he was white from birth, okay?
Bad power!
Yes, Clayton couldn't see it, so it's not like he looked in the mirror and said, nope, that's not me, I'm white. He was raised that way from birth because he was blind, all right? Now, Rachel looked in the mirror and said, nah, I have a black woman living inside me, and that's exactly what young Treasure feels, except that, Well, I'll explain. Look, it's America, 2018. Who am I to tell her she's bugging? Who am I to tell her what she has living inside of her? If she identifies as a white woman, that's on her, all right? But I don't think this is a case of that. The problem with Treasure is the fact she hates herself. She's a young black girl who thinks she's a white woman, and she hates the beauty of her blackness. She has not learned that it is a privilege and an honor to be black. So she went on Dr. Phil at 16 years old without the prefrontal cortex part of her brain developed. And through a whole race of excellence, a whole race of gods and goddesses, a whole race of kings and queens, just threw us under the bus in front of white people. All because she hasn't learned to love herself. Let's listen to what young Treasure said on the Dr. Phil show.
I'm a Caucasian because everything about me is different from an African American. Most African Americans speak ghetto. But when it comes to black people, I think they're all ugly and I have nothing in common with them. My figure is just like Kim Kardashian, and she's a wonderful role model.
I believe that I'm completely and utterly better than them.
White people act and think just way more mature than African Americans. Black people, they think in a criminal way. I tell my mom, I'll never be like any of those Negroes. My mom tries to criticize me about my supposed race. I tell her she's just ignorant. There's nothing wrong with my views or beliefs because I have freedom of speech and everything I'm saying is true.
Treasure would mangle or destroy her black dolls. She would pretend that they were the white doll's slave.
It made me feel good to put down an African-American person because it helps them stay in their place. They're all gorillas.
Treasure, have you ever reached out to the KKK?
I have their number on speed dial. They keep me like current on like updated events. I identify with the Ku Klux Klan because the way they believe is just so smart. White is right. White power.
Okay, listen. Listen, man. In the past 2 days, I've gotten 4 hours of sleep. I've been out here book trapping. All right, I've been traveling back and forth. I've been to Boston. Last night I was in Baltimore and D.C. I took the train back last night. I got in like 2 in the morning. Woke up at 4:20 this morning to be here on The Breakfast Club. I'm telling you all this to say I'm tired. Okay, and I don't have time for the nonsense this morning. Treasure, why do you want to be mayonnaise when you can be hot sauce? All right, here's the thing. Treasure is 16. She don't know any better. Like I said, her prefrontal cortex is not fully developed. It's not even her fault. The real blame here goes to her mom and the producers of the Dr. Phil show for entertaining this nonsense. Everybody is simply exploiting the fact that this young woman's prefrontal cortex isn't developed. All right, this girl may or may not have self-hate issues, and this girl may or may not be trolling for attention. The problem is, we do reward this kind of nut-ass nonsense, all right? It's currency in the form of attention when people act like this. And I'm part of the problem because right now she's being talked about on The Breakfast Club. She's being seen on a nationally syndicated TV show, Dr. Phil. She's not going to get rich, and it's not going to change her life in any significant way, but all she wants is the attention anyway, so she won. She said she knows she's white because she's shaped like Kim Kardashian. First of all, Kim Kardashian is Armenian. Second of all, Kim Kardashian's shape is surgically enhanced to look like a sister. So everything that you have naturally, Treasure, because you are a young black queen, Kim paid for. Now, young Treasure defended herself on Dr. Phil a lot by saying this.
There's nothing wrong with my views or beliefs because I have freedom of speech and everything I'm saying is true.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Oh, boy.
Nope. Nope, nope, Treasure, nothing you're saying is true. But you won't realize that until you're 25 and what? Your prefrontal cortex develops. And you're right, you do have freedom of speech. You can say whatever it is you want, but always remember that we have the right to tell you to shut the F up forever. We have the right to not believe you, and we have the right to give you the credit you deserve for being stupid, which you technically are, because what? Your prefrontal cortex is about 9 or 10 years from fully developing. And since you think you're white and you playing make-believe, I'll play along. Kathy Griffin, do the honors.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
And if you want to identify, you know, as transracial and you want to identify as a white woman, why not be a white ally? Why you got to be like a racist bigot? Why be a cracker-ass cracker when you can be a nigga cookie?
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.